pray. O Spirit of God, open our hearts, our ears to hear, our minds to understand, and our hearts to believe all that your word teaches. Amen. How important is repentance in your life? When was the last time you repented? Was it on Sunday, a time in which we are programmed to repent? Well, hopefully our repentance on Sunday is not mere words, but a prayer of the heart. Do you offer repentance in the evening before you go to sleep? Repentance for the sins of the day? Do you repent every time some sin is brought to your attention? Just where does it rank in your life? Where does it rank in connection with getting a good job, friendships, getting an education, sports, family, having fun, accumulating possessions, gaining power, having good health? Consider the words of Jesus. And he said to them, "Thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So, before all things, there is God. Above all things, there is God. Then God created the earth and the universe. And then he created man to live upon the earth and to rule over it. Can there be any doubt that the most significant, the most important relationship that there is in the universe is the relationship between God and man? This relationship determines everything. Everything. If God has a kind and loving attitude toward man, then the earth is going to produce food in abundance. It's going to bring forth materials for clothing. It will give its elements up for many beneficial products. It will produce a multitude of beautiful flowers, birds, and trees, an endless variety of things to delight the senses of man. And then, if man's relationship toward God is good and right, this kind of thing will go on forever. However, man changed his mind. Eve and then Adam turned their minds away from loving service to God. They focused instead on themselves and what they wanted. And such was the change that took place that it destroyed the relationship that man had toward God. The image of God, that likeness to God, righteousness, holiness, like-mindedness, it was gone, lost. So because of this, man had lost everything. There was nothing left. He lost all the goodness that God had created for him. Nothing was left but hunger, starvation, misery, ugliness, pain, sadness, and finally death. And even death was not an escape, for it is not an end, but a transition from the misery of this world to the misery of eternal hell. It is that banishment from the presence of God and everything good. Nothing left except, even though man had changed, God had not. His loving, kind attitude toward his creation found the way to reverse what Satan and man had done. He would send his son. His son would empty himself of his right to live like God so that he could live like man. As a man, the Son of God would take upon himself all the sins of all men. He would suffer abandonment by God, the deprivation of what is good, leaving him only with the darkness, the horror and misery, the anguish and agony of hell. And having suffered all, he would conquer death and rise again. This would then bring forgiveness, righteousness, life, and salvation for everybody. For everybody. If only men would repent. For thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that, what? Repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations. There is God, there is God's creation. There is the relationship between God and his creation. And basically that's all there is in our lives. Where sin remains in control of the heart and mind, the relationship is one of hostility. And for man then, that's the loss of all goodness. Unless he repents. Repentance is the reversal of the change that sin had brought into the world. It is a change back to the way things used to be. Repentance is a change of the mind, a change in the way of thinking, a change in the way the mind works. The way of thinking then turns away from wickedness to righteousness, away from sin to holiness, away from the devil's way of thinking to like-mindedness with God, the image of God. So it is that there is still goodness in this world, even though it is filled with wickedness. But that's only because of Christ, because he provided the hope of a restoration. And this is the hope, that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So as we see, the ultimate reason why the Creator sent his Son into this world was to restore the good and wonderful and eternal relationship that we have with God. And that this relationship comes through repentance and remission of sins. So where does repentance rank in your life? Repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Let us offer our prayer to the Lord in the words of hymn 477, verse 3.